Well, it's in Japanese.
Oh, in Japanese. Okay.
But I'll do the translation. How about that?
Okay.
Let's see how good my Japanese is. So you guys know how much I understand. That's going to be funny. So last year, or December, the last week of December going into this year, Hiro and Aika, two of our U of A students, they had the blessing to go to a conference called Equippers Conference, which is for Japanese speaking and for people who are interested in just Japan in general. And so we just want to give them a chance to share their experience. And so if you would welcome Hiro. Kyoto.
去年の12月の27日から5日間カリフォルニアのどこだ、カリフォルニアで日本人のクリスチャンを対象にしたカンファレンスに行ってきました。
Last year December 26th, 27th we went to a conference in California that's was meant for Japanese-speaking students.
そこでは5日間クリスチャンのノンクリスチャンの方、クリスチャンを含めたたくさんの日本人の方、だいたい200人ぐらいの方、200人ぐらいの人たちと5日間すごく、ブレッシングな時を持つことができました。
There was about 200, maybe even 300, both believing and non-believing Christians that gathered for a week of just blessings.
僕が一番、神様の愛を感じたのは、たまたま一緒になった、スモールグループのメンバー、ルームメイト、5人が一つの部屋に、いて一緒に行動をすることになったんですけど、その中の一人がコリアン、韓国の方と、あともう一人は、統一教会の方でした。すみません、英語で分かんないんですけど、誰か教えてください
。 So I felt God's love most during our small groupOr cabin time. There was about five of us that shared a cabin together. One was a Korean man, and the other one was from Toitsu Church, Unification Church.
で、そのコリアンの方は、日本のことが、初めはとても大嫌いな方でした。そというのも、日本が過去にしてきた歴史的なバックグラウンドで日本人のことが好きになれない、好きになろうと思っても、教育をその好きにならない教育をされてきたので難しいということでした。だけど、サンファナンド去年のシカゴの、世界から集まるクリスチャンの、カンファレンスで日本人の方たちの、たくさんの愛とか神様を信じる姿を見て、日本人への、見方が180度変わりました。
There was the Korean gentleman that I shared the room with. He had a hard time forgiving Japanese and loving Japanese, mostly because of the history Japan and Korea had, and even though he wanted to forgive Japanese people, he just couldn't. Until last year, he went to a huge conference that drew in people from around the world, and he witnessed just a group of Japanese people worshiping. And because of that, his heart was softened towards Japanese people.
で、今は、日本人の奥様と結婚をされて、で、日本で宣教の活動をしたいっていうふうにまで心が変わってくれました。これは、日本人としても とても嬉しいことなんですが、何より、日本人が素晴らしいっていう意味ではなくて、神様が、神様によって変えられた心なんだなとは思い、僕は日本人が素晴らしかったから彼の心が変わったというふうに思うんではなくて、神様が彼の心に直接、語りかけてくれて、彼の心自身を、少し変えてくれたからなんだなって思っています。難しい。
So the Korean gentleman, God turned his heart around 180 degrees, and he eventually married a Japanese woman, and is living in Japan now.
No,
his desire is to go and live in Japan one day and minister there. And Hiro doesn't think it's because Japanese people are so great, although we are. but rather all the glory goes to God who changed his heart.
それで、今もその計画を立てているので、ぜひ皆さんの祈りの課題の祈りの一つとして彼を覚えてくださって、日本に使わせて、いただけたら、皆さんのお祈りもきっと彼は必要なので覚えていただけたら、彼のことを覚えていただけたらなと思っています。
So if you would you just please keep him in your prayers, because he will definitely need your prayers in going, if he will eventually go to Japan and minister there.
それであともう一人の人の話をさせてください。統一教会だった方の話です。彼は、去年の10月に洗礼を受けたばっかりで、ベイビークリスチャンとしてこのカンファレンスに参加してきました。
The other gentleman from the Unification Church just became Christian last year in October, and he is just a baby Christian.
それで、とても、苦しんでいました、というのも彼は参加した時に29歳、彼が統一教会に入ったのが23歳、だからそう 6年ぐらいずっと、その中で活動をしてきていました。
The gentleman was in the Unification Church for 6 years, from 23 to 29, and so he was suffering a lot.
合ってます、合ってます。
Phil kind of made a funny face, so I know I did something wrong. Sorry.
それでも、本当に、苦しみの中でも、神様を見ようとしている彼の姿を見て、また、神様の心の、豊かさと、その神様に出会わせてくれた彼が、神様に出会えたことをすごく僕は嬉しく思いました。まだ彼は、たくさんのことをサブリンクなことがあると思いますけど、たまたまそこには、統一教会の、なんて言ったの、統一教会脱線 の考えを改めることができる、人と知り合いの方 と会うことができましたので、僕はその、も プロフェッショナルな方にのとこに行って、連絡先を持って、彼に渡しました。あとは彼が、もっと神様のことを知りたいと思ってくれることをお祈りをしたいと思います。
Although he's been through a lot, I've witnessed just him experiencing God's peace during the conference, and I just want to continue to pray for him that he continues to recover just from all that he's been through.
で、カンファレンスの中で僕が、学んだ言葉、自分の教会を愛していますかっていうことをとても、投げかけられました。ただ行って毎週日曜日に朝にこうやって皆さんとワーシップを、してで同じ時間を過ごして神様を見上げる、とてもそれは大事なことだと思いますけど、ただそれが本当にこの JCCT 通村にある教会のためにしていることなのかということをすごい疑問に、その疑問を投げかけられました。
疑問的なクエスチョン。
So I think he said I think he said he learned to just love the church.
Yes.
And love JCCT even though you know sometimes I just come and do theGo through the motions. The conference really challenged me to ask a hard question concerning my dedication to Jesus and to the church.
この教会は神様のご計画のもとに建てられている教会だと思うので、この教会のためにできること一人一人が、もう少し考えを変えるともっと豊かなブレッシングがあるのかなと個人的にこの EC を通して、学ぶことができました。
So if you're not devoted to this church and give all your money to this church, but he says he feels that this church is built on God's plans, God's purposes, and he wants to really serve it wholeheartedly.
どんな教会でも神様が愛してくださっていると思うので、僕たちにできることを、神様にお祈りしつつやっていったらな、やってこれからも続けていけたらなっていうことは思いました。すみません、もう一つだけ、
I realize that every church God loves, but this church I want to serve.
So, let's see. もし、バイブルがある方は見ていただけたらなと思うんですけど、すいません、ちょっと焦ってます。ちょっと待ってください。マタイの 7章1節から12節を、はい、これを読んだ時に、はい、いろんなことを気づかされました。裁いてはいけません。裁かれないためです。もしこれは多分フォアギブネスにつながってくると思うんですけど、はい、ここの箇所にとても、感銘を受けました。ありがとうござい
ます。 One of the verses that really stood out and taught me a lot was from Matthew 7, 1 through 6, and it begins by saying, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged." And I think it had a lot to do with forgiveness as well.
で、最後です。はい、ありがとうございます。このカンファレンスに行くために、献金をしてくださった皆様に、遅くなって申し訳ないんですけど、とても感謝しています。本当にありがとうございました。
And lastly, I just want to say thank you very much for all those who supported me financially to go to this conference. Thank you very much. And now, Aika, sharing from Aika, she also went to the Equiverse conference.
Are you going to do it in English?
No.
No? Okay.
おはようございます。同じく年末から年始にかけて EC に参加してきました。はい、私はあんまりこう友達とわーってするのがあんまり得意ではないのですごく心配してたんですけども、本当に楽しい5日間過ごすことができたらすごく感謝しています。
I also went to the same conference, and I'm not the type of person that really gets riled up when I see my friends, but this week was just a real blessing.
本当に朝の早くから7時から総天祈祷会に参加して賛美してお話聞いてお祈りをみんなでして、本当に何のテンプテーションもなく神様のことだけを考えることができる5日間が与えられたことを本当に感謝しています。
We woke up very early in the morning from 7 o'clock and praised and worshipped and listened to messages, and it was just a real blessing not to have any kind of temptation but worship God for that week.
その中でも私が多くの励ましを受けたのがスモールグループの分かち合いです。
And within all of that, what really touched my heart was during the small group time.
夜寝る前に1時間くらいルームメイト6人で話し合う機会がありました。その6人はみんなクリスチャンのホームで育った6人で、20代前半の私と同じくらいの同年代の女の子で、本当にいろんなことをシェアして祈り合ってそういう時間がすごく感謝でした。
Every night before we went to sleep, there was about six other roommates all around my age, and they all grew up in Christian homes, but we got to spend a lot of time talking before we went to sleep.
みんな初めて会ったの初めて会ったんですけど、本当に2日目3日目ぐらいから私が今までこう誰にも打ち明けることができなかったようなことをシェアしてみんなで祈り合う、そういうことができたことを感謝しています。そしてやっぱりそういう何こう信仰が弱まっている時に弱まってるよって言ってくれる友達だったりとか、何か悩み事をシェアしてお互いに祈り合うことができる、そういう関係性っていうか、そういうお友達ってすごく素敵だなって思いました。そしてそういうお友達が石を通して与えられたことにすごく感謝しています。
嫁って何？
嫁
yeah, it was just a real blessing because during that week, I was able to open up and talk about thingsthat I've never been able to share with anybody else during that week, and it was just a real blessing. And just to have people encourage me about my faith and pray for me was something that was a blessing for me.
そして私はこう人の前であの声を出して祈ったりすることが得意ではないので、あのそれが今後のまあ課題かなと思っています。
ちょっと難しかった、Even though I'm not very good at praying for people, I was able to pray for them.
Pray loud.
I was able to pray out loud and for the first time.
本当に ECではいろんなことを再確認させられた時だったんですけど、その中でもあの毎日あの感謝が足りてないなっていうことも改めて思わされました。聞こえないですか？
Can you say it again? Repeat it.
あの本当にいろんなことを再確認させられた時だったんですけど、その中でもあの毎日感謝が足りないなっていうことを改めて思わされました。
That was hard. I think she said, even though there was just a lot of blessing, it was hard.
I realized that I was not thankful enough.
Praise the Lord.
そう思ったのは、あの EC に来られている方とあのいろんな友達が、例えばあのまだクリスチャンになったことをご家族に話せていない方だったり、日本で教会生活を送ったことがなくてすごく日本に帰ることが不安だったり、あの私は今までこう当たり前だと思ってきた環境がすごく神様によって守られていたものだったことをあの改めて気づくことができました。
I realized I wasn't thankful enough because I met other Christians who were unable to tell their parents they're Christian, or even they were afraid to go back home because they were Christian, and I didn't realize how good I had it here and have a Christian home, and that how God protected me from just all those persecutions that other Christians have to face.
私はクリスチャンホームで育って父親の祖母 の家族もクリスチャンだったので、帰省した時は本当に家族であのみんなで教会生活を守ってましたし、母親は CS の先生、ピアノの講師、まあ、父親も司会の講師だとしてたので、あの朝早くから夕方夜遅くまで本当にあの教会にあのいることが多くて、私にとって教会っていうのはものすごく身近な場所で、本当にもう一つのこう家族のようなところでした。
I'm just so thankful that I have had parents who serve the church, and they do a lot for the church. They're leaders of the church, and they go to church early and sometimes come home late. And I also want to do that for JCCT.
あの本当にあの感謝しました。そしてあのその感謝っていうところからの共通でいくと、本当に今年去年の6月に私はあの日本で洗礼を受けました。あの日本では洗礼の証っていうのをしたんですけど、こっちはする機会がなかったので、ちょっとだけあのシェアしたいと思います。
So I just became a Christian last June, and I was baptized in Japan, but I wasn't able to share my testimony with you, so I would like to do that now.
まあ、最初の4分の3ぐらいは割愛して、その本当に最後のちょっとだけ私がなんで洗礼に至ったかっていうことなんですけど、
I'm really going to make this short. I'm going to leave out a lot of what happened and give you the last one-fourth of the story.
あのそういう守られた、日本で守られた環境の中でアメリカに母親と妹と来て、あの特にあの妹と母親が帰ってから、あの今までその教会生活がただの習慣化してしまってた私にとって、神様と私のそのダイレクトな関係っていうのを見直すいい機会になったかなと思っています。
When I felt like I was protected in Japan, and when my parents came, my sister and my parents came to Tucson, I was protected as well. But when they left, I'm not doing a good job with this one, huh? but I felt the my relationship with Jesus was missing.
Yes. 大学のストレスだったり、家族と離れてこの異国の地でストレ暮らすストレスだったりとかから本当に大変で、去年のちょうど洗礼を受ける夏ぐらいですかね、ちょっと体に異常があって病院に行こうかなと思ったんですけど、ちょっと学校のインシュランスではカバーできないところだったので、本当に毎日心配したりしてました。
You know, I had a lot of, just a lot of stress growing up, high school relationships, but, you know, you could translate? Right before I became saved, I got sick, and I thought I should go to the hospital, but my student insurance wasn't going to cover it, so I didn't go, and it just really affected my body.
Really?
No?
Yeah, why?
Not really.
そういう本当に心身ともにすごく悲観的になっていた時で、ふと聖書を開いた時に、いつもだったら素通りするぐらい有名なところですけど、いつも喜んでいなさい、絶えず祈りなさい、すべてのことについて感謝しなさい、それがキリストにあって神があなたに望んでおられることですっていうところを読んだ時に、すごくその時にいろんなことを気づかされました。
Man, I'm good. Spell?
Well, she said the passage when she was feeling not so well, and First Thessalonians, yes. Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. That passage was very meaningful and supportive for her, I think.
Yeah. You want to come on?
いつも喜んでもなかったですし、毎日毎日心配してしまっていましたし、絶えず祈ってもなかったですし、全てのことについて感謝するどころか、口から出てくることは全て不平不満ばっかり出てました。
I was just worried all the time, and everything, just a lot of negative things would come out of my mouth when I talked.
その時に本当に私が今やっていることは、神様が私に望んでおられることと正反対のことをしてしまっている自分に改めて気づかされました。
And I thought to myself, maybe I'm not living the way God wants me to live.
そしてやっぱり私すごく弱いですから、本当にこの世的なことに重きを置いてしまったり、この世的な価値観で全てのことを判断してしまったり、人はこの人はすごく傲慢になってしまったり、なんでこんなに私が頑張ってるのにうまくいかないんだろうって、本当にそう簡単に思ってしまう自分がいて、その自己中心的なその自分の罪っていうものをその時に本当に悔い改めました。
And I just realized how I was judging other people, and even though I was working really hard, things were going well for me, but I was and other people may not have been working hard, and I was justjudging other people, and at that moment I realized my sin and repented.
そしてですね、やっぱりそういうその時に初めて自分の そのとてつもない罪の大きさっていうものに気づかされて、そこで洗礼に導かれて、そこから毎日どんな状況においても、たとえそれが自分 の, 望んでいた状況じゃなかったとしても、まず最初に神様、あなたに必 感謝することができますように、そして喜ぶことができるように、そういうものとさせてくださいっていう祈りをしました。
That's when I realized how great my sin was. And so I prayed to the Lord, even though my life isn't the way I want it to be, I want to be thankful.
まあ、そこからすごく今は本当に感謝、毎日毎日感謝しています。
And then, ever since then, I've been very, thankful instead of negative.
石にはテーマがあって、なんだっけ、地の塩用の光、salt and light、巻かれたところに咲く。
The theme for, Equiverse Conference was salt and light.巻かれたところに咲く。sow where, reap where you sow.
で、私はすごく小さい時に病気をして、お医者さんからはあまり健康に長くは生きられないだろうって言われていたのに、こうやってこのツーソンアリゾナで一人で勉強していることがすごくすごく不思議で、やっぱり神様本当にたくさんの人から祈られて助けられて、神様が今私と共にいてくださっていることを本当に実感しています。
Ever since I was little, doctors would say, she probably won't make it, too long, she's weak, but in spite of all that, I'm very thankful that I could be here in Tucson, live on my own and study here, and I'm very thankful for God, for all the prayers andjust sustaining me here, even though doctors had said I was weak and wouldn't make it long.
やっぱり今私がここで神様のご計画の中で生かされている中、この医師の5日間は私に今何ができるだろうってこう考えさせられたり祈ったりするいい機会になったと思っています。
I believe that this is God's plan that I'm here, and you can see all the heads nodding. All right, that means I'm doing a good job, and that's all I got. Sorry.
And the 5 days of the conference made her feel strongly that to question and wonder what her role, look for what her role is from now on.
Amen.
That she's going to play.
そしてまあ、巻かれたところで咲く、巻かれたところは神様が私を使わしになったところで花を咲かせることができるように私を用いてくださいという、そういう祈りが最後の日にできたのですごく感謝しています。
The theme was reap where you sow, reap where you sow, and on the last day I prayed that I would sowa flower and now reap God's blessing.
クリスチャンとして花を咲かせる場所は教会だけではないと思うので、学校でもピアノを弾いている時でも安定している時でさえも神様のご栄光を表すような世の光、地の塩として毎日感謝して日々歩んでいけたらいいなと思っています。
And the church isn't the only place where I want to sow in God's beauty and reap flowers. But I want to do that at my school, and I want to do that wherever I go. And I want to be light where there's darkness. I want to be salt in this world. Thank you very much.
これです。マタイの福音書の5の11から、じゃあこれが EC のテーマです。
Okay. So I don't know if we have time for Sunday school. Just a little bit? Oh, yeah, okay. Junko, how long do you need?
Maybe
10 minutes. 10 minutes? All right.
Either way, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. Okay.I did prepare a sermon.
I'm not trying to get out of that, but you know, yeah, just praise God, amen. As you know, Japan is a really difficult place to be Christian. And as Aika was sharing, it was a blessing that she grew up in a Christian home and she doesn't have to face the persecution of other Christians and other believers. Today, I was going to talk about praying, and I still want to talk about praying. And as, but as Aika shared, she wants to be light in dark places. She wants to be salt where there needs life and perseverance. And I felt from the Lord that we need to pray more. And that's why I'm doing this series on the art of prayer. We need to pray more. Not only do we need to pray more, but we need to be challenged. And we need to be stretched. You know, in all of life, if you want to succeed, you have to challenge yourself. You have to be stretched. They have a saying, no pain, no gain. You guys know that? So it's interesting because in the world, or in even Christians, we have this mantra. We have this mantra of seek ye first the things of this world, and all these things shall be given unto you. Seek ye first the things of this world. You know, whether it's degrees, whether it's promotions, whether it's friends, whether it's prestige, whether it's whatever. Seek that first, and you will be happy. Jesus, when he teaches, he says this, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I feel like as Christians, it's okay for the world to do it, but when Christians put more effort, more time, more energy, more resources on the things of this world. Now, I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm not saying don't spend any time, resource, energy on the things of this world. But when we do that and then think, oh, we could come to church, and the kingdom and his righteousness will be handed to us and given to us. That's not what Jesus taught. Jesus taught you need to seek first. As hard as diligent as intense as you've sought the world, when you seek the kingdom in that way and put it first, then everything else will be given to you. Everything else will be made easier. I don't think we believe that though. We've read that passage, we heard it, but do we really believe it? Now you can say yeah, and then go and spend a lot of time in front of the television or spend a lot of time reading on just how to invest or spend a lot of time on how to be a good salesperson. And look, I understand those things are important to do. In fact, some of you are called to do that. But when we have the mentality, oh, if I become the best and fill in the blank, and then life will be good, we're going to find out real quick. Well, it might take you a lifetime to find out. That's not the case. You could ask anyone who succeeded in life without God. I heard a story where a famous actor, and acting is a hard business. You know, you need the right breaks and you need to meet the right people. And a lot of times, aspiring actors, they spend a lot of times doing very menial jobs, waitering or other things they don't want to do. They feel like, and their dream is becoming, cracking into Hollywood, getting a lead role, and they feel like if they get that, then they'll have everything they wanted. This writer was talking about how she knew this one famous actor, and she knew him before he became famous. She said, you know, after he became famous, it was the saddest thing, because he just wanted to kill himself. Because even after he became famous, he still had to live with who he was. Nothing changed. And so I tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will fall into place. What is his kingdom? What is his righteousness? It looks like living in forgiveness. You know, if and that's just one aspect, but imagine if he had all the resources in the world, all the people admiring you, but in your heart you were bitter and angry. Resources can't change that. Friends can't change that. You know who could change that? Jesus, his kingdom, his righteousness, living in forgiveness, living in love, living in peace, living in being content. Those things only happen if you seek first his kingdom, to be challenged. You know, we did a spiritual exercise today, raising our hands. I don't know if you guys enjoyed that or not. Let me just say this. If your spirituality looks the same today as it did 10 years ago, looks the same as it did 20 years ago, looks the same as it did 30 years ago, maybe you're not growing. And you don't grow unless you're challenged. And if I challenge you, don't look at me as a bad guy. If I stretch you, you can complain, but know it's for your own good. You know, if I were a dad and I had a child who was 5 years old, and I taught him how to read. Do kids read at five? I don't even know what it was. They read at three, okay. Let me just do something I know. Fifth grade, okay, fifth grade. I've worked with fifth graders. I know fifth graders can read. So say I had a boy that's in fifth grade. You know, I don't know if you guys know, Santos, Yukimi, you guys are probably expert. But after third grade, they start becoming snooty. Am I telling the truth? So, you know, after third grade, they start like going downhill. They're cute until third grade. And then it's just something happens at fourth grade. I don't know what happens. But say I had a kid who's in third grade, and I teach him how to read. And then at fourth grade, when he became snooty, he was like, no, I don't want to read this, it's too hard. And I said, oh, okay, that's fine then. Read your third grade level book. He turned fifth grade. And I try to teach him, because he's behind now, and he's like, no, I don't want to read this, too hard. And I go, oh, okay, then just read third grade level. Imagine if that kept on going. Would I be a loving father? No. If we're Christians and we're at a third grade spirituality and I don't challenge you, am I being a loving pastor? And so I do want to see us grow. And it's not because I'm mean, and if I challenge you, it's not because I want to see you suffer. It's because we need to grow beyond third grade spirituality. And spirituality is something that you need to work, put first in your life if you really want to grow in it. Because the things of this world will choke you out if you're not careful. the temptations of this world will limit the fruitfulness that God wants in your life. And so the challenge I'm going to present to you now, you guys excited about the challenge? You guys want to grow? Okay, good. No? Yeah? Yeah? You guys want to grow? So the challenge is this. I want you to pray. Ooh. That is from God. I want you to pray this week. And just ask God, Lord, are there three people in my life that are not saved or are not going to church today, and that you want them to be saved and not going to church? You get that? This week I want you to pray to God, because God says, I desire all people to be saved. And Jesus said, look at the field, it is white and ripe for harvest. So ask the Lord to send the harvester into the field. Jesus said that, God says that, that the field and the harvest is ripe. So basically, what we're doing is we're taking God's word and we're going to pray. Because He says He desires all people to be saved. And so I want you to think of, ask the Lord, God, is there three people that you want to come to know the Lord or come back to walking with you? Because some people may be saved, but they're not in fellowship. So this week, I want you to think of, pray every day, Lord, give me three people. If you get those three people, and when you get those three people, I want you to bring it with you next week. Or just tell me. And starting from next week, I want to pray for 70 days for those three people. Every day. And if you bring your list to me, I will pray for those three people. So I'm kind of, if all of you brings it, I'll be happy and sad. I'll be happy because, yes, we're growing, but I'll be sad because I'll be doing a lot of time praying, which is a good thing. But three people. And 70 days from next week. 70 days from next week will be Easter Sunday. And so for 70 days, we're praying for those three people. And when it gets close to Easter Sunday, I want you to look for opportunities to invite them to church. Because Easter is a time when, kids are just open, or not kids, I don't know, my mind is somewhere else, but people are open to come to church. You know, most people, they're open to come to church Easter and Christmas. Those 2 days is not weird to ask them to come to church. In fact, they might be wondering, they might be waiting for someone to invite them to church. You know, if you have parents, if you have spouses, if you have children, if you have friends, neighbors, Easter is one of those days, praise God, that people kind of feel left out if they don't go to church. Or it's not weird at all. Say, hey, next week is Easter. You have a church to go to? And if they say no, say, hey, you want to come out to church? You can even say, I've been praying for you for 70 days. That would be a powerful testimony. And so you guys know your homework assignment? Have you guys ever done that before? Good. If you haven't, then you're being stretched. It's going to stretch you. It's going to be difficult. You guys might fail and one day not pray. Don't worry about it. But it's an exercise we do to develop our faith, to develop a lifestyle of prayer, to develop a lifestyle of expectation. And so I want you to think of three people, okay? You guys get it? Shake your head like this if you guys get it, because I know some of you guys are sleeping already. It's fine. So 70 days of prayer, Easter Sunday. I'll try to have my most amazing message ever, and I'll do an altar call, and then we'll see if we'll see how God works. Amen. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, You who created the heavens and the earth, You who created the skies the sea, the trees, the birds, you who created the rocks and the sand and the cactuses. You, Lord, who are just so powerful and majestic, we come before you, Heavenly Father, and we bless your name. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we want to grow. We don't want to stay the same. We want to grow spiritually, Lord, wherever we are, whether we're a third grade spirituality or a PhD in spirituality, we just continually want to grow as much as we can until we look like you, Lord. Until we are completely aligned with you, Jesus. Please help us, Lord. I pray, Father, this week, as we pray for three people, you would speak to us, Lord. You would put in our hearts those that are on your heart, Father. Those that you desire to be saved. We pray, Father, that you would bring salvation to Tucson, Lord. Bring your salvation to this city. Bring your people to this church. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I think Junko is still working on her